Democracy would seem to be our next object of inquiry. How it arises and what it is like when it does arise. Isn't the way a city changes from oligarchy to democracy something like this? Isn't it the result of their greed in pursuing the ideal they have set themselves, the requirement to become as rich as possible? How do you mean? Well, the reason the rulers in it are rulers, I take it, is because of their great wealth. So, if any of the young turn out to have no self-restraint, the rulers, predictably, are not prepared to restrain them by a law prohibiting them from spending what they own and losing it all. Their aim is to buy up the property of people like this, or lend them money with the property as security, and in this way become even richer and more highly respected. Yes, that is their overriding aim. And isn't it obvious by now in a city that a high regard for wealth is incompatible with the possession of self-discipline on the part of the citizens? They will inevitably lose interest in one or the other. Yes, that's reasonably clear, he said. So, through negligence and the consistent license they give well-born individuals to behave without restraint, the rulers in oligarchies can sometimes drive them into poverty. They certainly can. And these people, I take it, sit around armed in the city, in debt, or disfranchised, or both. They are the drones with stings, eager for revolution. They hate and plot against those who now possess their property, and the others like them. True. And presumably, the city turns into a democracy when the poor are victorious, when they kill some of their opponents and send others into exile, give an equal share in the constitution and public office to those who remain, and when public office in the city is allocated for the most part by lot. Yes, he said, that is the way democracy becomes established, whether it happens by force of arms or because their opponents lose their nerve and go into exile. Very well, then. What will this regime, in its turn, be like? How will these people live? Aren't they free men, for a start? Isn't it a city full of freedom and freedom of speech? Isn't there liberty in it for anyone to do anything he wants? Yes, that's the reputation it has, he said. And where there is liberty, then obviously each person can arrange his own life within the city in whatever way pleases him. Obviously. The most varied of regimes, I would think, as far as human character goes. Of course. It's probably the most attractive of the regimes, I said. Like a coat of many colours, with an infinite variety of floral decoration. So this regime will catch the eye with its infinite variety of moral decoration. Lots of people are likely to judge this regime to be the most attractive, like women or children looking at prettily painted objects. Indeed, they will. There's no compulsion to hold office in this city, I said, even if you're well qualified to hold office, nor to obey those who do hold office if you don't feel like it, nor to go to war when the city is at war, nor to be at peace when everyone else is, unless peace is what you want. Then again, even if there's a law stopping you holding office or being a member of a jury, there's nothing to stop you holding office and being a member of a jury anyway, if that's how the mood takes you. Isn't this, in the short term, a delightful and heaven-sent way of life? It probably is, in the short term. And what about the relaxed attitude of those sentenced by the courts? Isn't it civilized? Or have you never seen people who have been condemned to death or exile in a regime of this sort, who nonetheless remain in person, hanging about at the centre of things and haunting the place, like the spirit of a departed hero, without anyone caring or noticing? I've seen plenty, he said. Then there's the tolerance of this city. No pedantic insistence on detail, but an utter contempt for the things we showed such respect for when we were founding our city. Our claim that only someone with an outstanding nature could ever turn out to be a good man, and only if from earliest childhood he played in the best company and the right surroundings and did all the right kinds of things. How magnificently the city tramples all this underfoot, paying no attention to what kind of life someone led before he entered political life. All anyone has to do to win favour is say he is a friend of the people. Ah, yes, that's true nobility. These and related qualities will be the ones possessed by democracy. You'd expect it to be an enjoyable kind of regime, anarchic, colourful, and granting equality of a sort to equals and unequals alike. "Yes, that's a pretty familiar story," he said.